Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah, seven lines from the bottom of daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. So we are Be'ezer Hashem holding at the last Mishnah, last Sugya in Perek HaMafkid. Today's daf is going to be the changing of the guard. We're going to go from Perek HaMafkid and begin Perek HaZok. Zok the Mishnah. Hachishev l'shloyach yad b'pekadoin. Somebody was a shomer and he had a machshava ra to be shloyach yad in a pekadoin, but he didn't actually do it. Beishama yomim beishama he says chayev. He's considered a shloyach yad. Ubeishilul yomim beishilul says ein chayev ad sheyishloich bo yad. You're not chayev for shlichas yad unless you physically are shaleach yad shenema, as the pasuk says, in leshalach yadoi b'melechas reyei. In other words, Beisul says, if you have a machshava to be shaleach yad b'pekadin, you're going to be chayev. Read the pasuk in the Torah. It says, if you're shaleach yad, you're chayev. It doesn't say anything about having a machshava. Stating that, Bishamai says, a chiddush, that even someone that only has a machshava to be shaleach yad b'pekadin is going to be chayev. Obviously, Bishamai shita needs a makar. The Gemara is going to mention what the makar is. Hita es hachavis. In the event that somebody was watching a barrel of, let's call it, wine. He took the chavis, he tilted it, the natal heimen revius, and he removed a revius of wine from the chavis. Meaning, this person, who was a shomer, was shaleach yad, technically, in this chavis that he was watching. However, the way he did so was not by lifting the chavis and pouring wine out of it. The chavis remained on the ground. He just tilted it. Hita es hachavis, and he removed from it a revius. V'nishbara, and then the entire chavis broke. Says the Mishnah, Eina Meshalim Ela Revius. The halacha is, he's only going to be responsible for the revius that he actually took. Higbia v'natal emen revius. What would be if this person didn't tilt the chavis, but he actually lifted the chavis, and he removed the revius. V'nishbara, and the entire chavis broke. Meshalim Meikula. Then he's going to be responsible for the value of the entire chavis. What's going on here? The halacha of shlichus yad states that if somebody is shaleach yad in miktsas of a pikadoin, he is responsible for what happens to the entire pikadoin. Meaning, a shaleach yad, like any ganav and gazlin, is chayiv and oitzin. Ordinarily, a ganav and a gazlin is only chayiv and oitzin for that which he physically stole. What he didn't steal, even if it's part and parcel of what it is he did steal, he's not going to be responsible for. But as we saw earlier in the parak, that one of the chidushim of shlichus yad is that if a stolen shaleach yad b'miktas, he becomes a ganav and a gazlin, not just for that miktas, but for everything. And that's why the end of the Mishnah says that in the event that this shomer was higbia, he lifted the chavis that he was watching, the natal imen revius, and he removed only a revius, the nishbra, then the entire chavis broke, mashalit mekula, because once you were magbia miktas, you shaleach yad b'miktas pekadin, you now are considered a gazlan on the entire pekadin, and you're going to be chayiv and oinsin, right, this nishbra in the Mishnah happened bonus for everything, even for the chelik that you didn't remove. Stating that, it's only if you were higbia v'natal emenu. If you only hita es hachavis v'natal emenu revius, then you're not going to be chayv. Why not? Because if you were only hita, so that means you never really made any kinyan, you never did any akbah. There was no maisa gzela, there was no maisa shlichas yad on the entire chavis. Now, on the chelik that you removed, that's pashit, that you were shaleach yad, but the entire chavis not. Meaning, the only time a shaleach yad b'miktas is chayv b'kulo is if at the very least you did a maisa kinyan on kula. The chiddush is that even though you did it in your mind for miktsah, still you're going to be chayiv for kula. But if you didn't do any maisa kinyan on the chavis, so you're not even a shaleach yad b'miktas on the chavis. You're only shaleach yad on what you removed. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you were hitas hachavis and you took a revius, so then you're responsible for that revius. But if it was nishbara, the chavis, ba'oinis, ain't a mashalim. You're not going to be chayiv. Once you lifted the entire chavis, so now you're considered a shaleach yad on the entire chavis. And even though your kavana was only to remove a miktsas of it, that's the halacha that if someone shaleach yad b'miktas, he's chayiv b'kula. That's why the halacha is, if it was nishbara the chavis, you would be responsible not just for what you had in mind to take from the chavis, but for the entire chavis. Either way, so the first part of the Mishnah discussed a machloik is between Bishamai and Bishil. If someone is choyshev l'shloyach yad b'pekadin, Bishamai says a chiddush nifla, that if you have a machshava to be shaleach yad, even though machshava ra, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif al ha'maisa, etc., etc. But when person is mechashev to be shaleach yad bepekadin, he's going to be chayv. Bissel says, what? Read the pasuk. Im leshalach yaday bemelechas reyehu. Sounds like you physically have to be shaleach yad. Obviously, the shamay has to have a makar. The gemara now is going to present the braisa, which will state the source, the shitas beis shami. Menani mili, the tanu rabbanon. We learned in the braisa. It says in the Torah, al kol dvar pesha, and this is in the parsha of shomer. Beis shami, yemin beis shami. It says malamet. We learn from here shechayiv ala machshava kemaisa, that you chayiv not only for actually being shaleach yad, but a machshava to be shaleach yad, that in and of itself will be enough. Where do you see it? From the word dvar, al kol dvar pesha, that even a dibur or even a machshava would be enough for you to be chayv. Bissul in Bissul says, "Ain't chayv at Yisrof Bayad." No, they don't darshan al kol dvar pesha. They say you only chayv if shaleach yad. Shenema like the pashtus of the pasuk. Im leishalach yodai b'melechas reyu. Amar l'misham to Bissul, b'sham to Bissul. V'aloi kvar nema al kol dvar pesha. What are you going to do with the word dvar? It's coming to be marba something. Amar l'Bissul b'shamai. Bissul will tell b'shamai. V'aloi kvar nema. Doesn't it say im leishalach yodai b'melechas reyu? Meaning, I hear you coming from a source that says I'll call it Varpesha, but at the end of the day, I don't think that it makes sense that your diuk of dvar should be moitzi the pshutai shel mikro, which sounds like im loy sholach yodeh b'melechas reyu. Im kei ma'atam adloy ma'akol dvar pesha, so Beisul said, if that's the case, then why did the Torah say the word dvar? What's it coming to be marba? I'll tell you what, sheyochel, I would have thought, in li elohu, that the only time a shomer is considered shaleach yad is if he himself was shaleach yad. Amar la'avdu l'shluch ha'minayim. How do you know that if a shomer tells his shliach or an eved to go be shaleach yad for him, that he's going to be chayiv? Meaning, why would you think he shouldn't be chayiv? Because although shluchei shel adam kemoisai, ain't shliach l'dvar aveir. Talmud loymal kol dvar peshne, and the word dvar teaches me that even if you weren't shaleach yad physically, you only told someone else, that's the word dvar, you told someone else to be shaleach yad, to the extent that he was your shliach, based on the sugya of shluchei shel adam kemoisai, you're going to be chayiv. Why do I need a chiddush of shluchei shel adam kemoisai by shlichus? Yeah, because it's a dvar aveira, and ordinarily the rule is ain't shlich dvar aveira. The bottom line is Beis Shammai holds hachoshev l'shloach yavit b'kodin chayiv. Why? I'll call dvar pesha. You chayiv even for a dibur, even though you didn't physically do it. Beis Hillel says you potter. What then does Beis Hillel do with the jirosha of I'll call dvar pesha? It teaches me that when it comes to shlichus yad, there the halacha is shluchei shel adam kemoisai, and we don't say ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Tosfos, it's the last Tosfos in Perek HaMafkid, on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bey says, hachoshev l'shloach yad, quote, hach machshava havidibor. This machshava that Beis Shammai says you are chayev for in the parish of shlichus yad is dafka if you actually say you're going to do it. But if you merely have a machshava, that in and of itself won't be mechayev you. How do I know that, says Tosfos? Kedi Yalef. Look at the makar of Beis Shammai. Mi'al kol dvar. So the limud is not from a pasuk that says machshava, it's from a pasuk that says dibur. And if that's the case, although the lashon of the Mishnah is hachoshev l'shloach yad b'pekadin, says Tosfos, the word hachoshev is einoy bediktok, it's a misnomer, and really the word that it could have said was if someone is medaber, or if someone is oimer, if somebody says, he declares that he wants to be shaleach yad. But Tos says it has to be that way, because the drush is al kol dvar pesha, not from machshava, and if that's the case, dayo lovoy menadin, all I know from this drush is that if you actually had a dibur, it says a choyshev, the word choyshev is lav dafka. Says Tos, nisvechein, I'm going to tell you even a bigger chiddush. This is a chiddush that reverberates throughout Seder Kachem, which of course is ain kan hamakom laharich, but the words of Tosfos are v'chein machshev es pigol nami havi bediver b'loy b'leiv. So when you learn kachim, you become familiar with the machshavos that are poislei sakar. The first mishnah mesecht is zvachim, literally chapter 1, verse 1, talks about the machshavos shloy l'shma and all the sugyas of zvachim and achis that talk about all the different machshavos. Tosfos gives a shout out to machshavos pigol, but lav dafka. So says Tosfos that all the machshavos that you find pasul a carbon, it's dafka bediver kidem muchach perik beis the zvachim perik hamadim. Noches, Perik Tom and Nishrak, Perik and Zokin, Toysen starts varfing Shas, and he says, Ube Mekoymois Acherim Pirashti. Shana, it was Mepharishes in a whole bunch of different places, not the Mokamacher. The Mekoymois Acherim. This is a Toysfis that's in a bunch of places. There's Rashis in Zvachim. This is a Shita Sarambam, the Tamishnal Malach, Rab Kivega. These are Raidvites from Kachim. But the bottom line is, says Toysfis, tucked away from here is a Makar to my Chiddish in Kachim. And that is that sometimes Chazal will use the word Machshava, and what they mean is Dibur. Over here, Toysfis says it's Muchach that way. because when the Shammai says Achoshev l'shloich yabe pekod chayev, and he learns it from Akol Var Pesha, must be that the word Choshev is lav dafka, but the word Choshev is dibur. No, Hu Adin says Toisvis in all those different places with regards to all the machshavos hapoisnois es hakarben. Either way, the safe of the Mishnah discuss if somebody was a shomer pekod chavis yayin. If he took the chavis, he tilted it, and his kavana was to take a revius. So the halacha is, if nishbara, if the entire chavis broke, in mishalim el revius. Meaning the revius that he took, he's a shaleach yad, he's a gazlin, he's chayiv, even if an oimus happens. But if the rest of the chavis broke, he's not going to be chayiv. And the reason is, because being that he never physically lifted the chavis, so he's not considered a shaleach yad. A shaleach yad is when you do a maisa kinyan, like a Kinyonig neva, kinyonig zeila, being that he never physically lifted it, so he never did any maisa shlichas yad on the chavis. He did a maisa shlichas yad on the revius that he took, but on the chavis not. Therefore, if it was nishbar ba'inis, the halachas is going to be potter. If it was higbia, he picked it up and he took a revius, even if when he picked it up his kavana was to take mernit a revius, so then the halacha is, if it's nishbara, the halacha is he'll be chayiv to make kula, although his maisa was really only in a revius. And a gazlin who picks up a chavis al manas to steal a revius is only considered a gazlin on the revius. But that's one of the chedushin of shlichus yad, that if someone's shaleach yad b'miktas, the halach is chayiv b'kula. So from here until the end of the parak, the Gemara is going to discuss this latter part of the Mishnah. Hitas ha-chavis v'chula. Amar Rabbi said, lo yishanu ela nishbira. This that we say, that if somebody was hita the chavis, and he removed the revius, the halach is, he's not chayiv for any oinus that happens to the chavis. That's only true if the oinus that happened was that it was nishbira, it broke. Aval lechmitza. But let's say after this person removed a revius of yayin, the rest of the yayin that was inside became chaymetz, it's spoiled. Then the halach is mashalim, as kula is responsible for everything. My time, what's the reason? Giri didei hu da'ahanullah. Because there we view this person as an odom ha-mazik. We view this person as if he did a maisa to physically ruin and spoil the rest of the wine. And this is based on an idea that sometimes if you have a full barrel of wine, the wine is going to maintain itself better. If, however, you remove some of it, so now it's a little bit more susceptible to actually spoil. So a shomer that removes a little bit of wine from a chavis and then the chavis goes bad, so it's very mistaber that the reason it went bad is because of what this person did, and it's for that reason he will be chai. What's this lashon of giri didei ahanu? So Rashi says, chitzim shaloi garmalo lahachmetz. We know in Bava Kamma, Adam HaMazik is very often referred to as a person who damaged using arrows. Eishoy mishum chitzav. So this lashon of giri didei hu da'ahanula is a Bava Kamma term. But the point is, in this case, yechayev not because of shlichus yad. Shlichus yad would only be chayev if you lifted it. Yechayev al Adam HaMazik, giri didei. This is a mishum chitzav digachiv. And it's for that reason you're going to be chayev. Higbi of a natal imen of a chulo. Amash Shmuel said, loy natal. Natal mamish. When we say that this person lifted the chavis almanas to remove a revius, the nishbara mishalim, he actually didn't have to remove the revius. Meaning, as soon as he lifted it almanas to remove it, then the halacha is he's going to be chayv. Ela kivan sheigbi alita. Afal pisha loy natal. Even though you didn't remove it, still the halacha is he will be chayv. So the Gemara says, lemi kosav ashmul shlichas yad in etzricha chasar. L'chura, I think you see from here that Shmuel must be of the opinion that shlichas yad is in etzricha chasar. Why? Because if shlichas yad is etzricha chasar, who cares that you picked it up almanas to remove it? At the end of the day, there was no chisar. I understand it's a ma'isa shlichas yad, but there's a tnai, there's a box you have to check off. Etzricha chisar. Now this is one of the machloikasin that permeated the latter part of Perek HaMafkid. But l'chura from Shmuel's statement, and you could see what his opinion is, right? Throughout the Gemara is, what was Rav's opinion on this? We even got involved in what Bishami Bishul's opinion might have been in this. Keeps on coming up what different Tanam and Amiram held in this sugya. So says the Gemara, from this memory of Shmuel, can we deduce and infer that Shmuel's of the opinion that Shlichas Yad ain't a Tzricha Chesaren? Amri, so the Bnei Yeshiva said, Lo, Shani Hoch, over here it's different. The Nichale de Tahavi Hoch Chavis Kula Basis Laharavis. This person that picked up the chavis, almanas to remove a revius, he wants not just the revius that he's taking, really he wants all the wine. And the reason he wants all the wine is because of the svara that we mentioned a few lines ago, and that is that the more wine there is in the chavis, the better it's going to maintain itself. So although when he lifted it, he only had a mind to take a revius, really he wants everything. What's he going to do with everything that he's not taking? He wants it to be a bussus. Bussus is a mukta term, right? So he wants it to be a bussus laharevius. He wants it to help it. And because he wants it to help it, so it's for that reason he's chayiv, even if you hold shlichus yad, Eina, it's tzricha chesar. Now, the Gemara is Eina yoyme ela d'shuni. It's pasha, not even clear how you read the Gemara. Right? What was the Gemara's inference? If somebody lifted the chavis, al menas to take a revius, v'nishbara mishalim dmei kula. Shmuel said that you don't physically have to take it. It's like we just said. As long as it's al menas, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So the Gemara says, oh, you see, clearly Shmuel must hold that you're shaleach yad, even if you didn't have any chisar, because you didn't take it. You only picked it up al menas. So the Gemara holds shtickle tire. This person really wants the whole thing because he needs it to be, I hear, it's a very nice shtickle tire. It's a good story. But at the end of the day, right, it's very insightful for people that store wine. But tachlis kiret doesn't have to do with anything. We're saying that you're shaleach yad, even if you didn't remove it. So if you're shaleach yad, even if you didn't remove it, zoysay meres, shlichus yad, and it's tzricha chesar. How could you tell me that Shmuel really holds that shlichus yad is tzricha chesar? So the achroinim to say pasha pshad in this gemara, there's a long Rashi that they're coming to explain, say that you see from this gemara a very big chiddush, and that is although there's a shaila whether shlichus yad tzricha chesar and it's shlichus yad and it's tzricha chesar, that shaila is only with regards to the chelik of the pekadin that when you were shaleich yad, you didn't have a mind to take. So, for example, if someone is shaleich yad, the mikzas of a chavis, picks up a chavis, I want to take a mikzas of a chavis. The other mikzas, I don't care about. As we see in this Mishnah, as we saw previously, that loch is he considered a shaleich yad in the entire chavis. And you could be chayv and oitzin, if it was nishbara hachavis, even for the chelik that you didn't plan on taking. As it relates to the chelik that you weren't planning on taking, although there's a parish of shlichus yad, there's a sugya, shlichus yad tzricha chesar, or shlichus yad ain't tzricha chesar. But what's negay the chelik that you took, for that, everybody holds shlichus yad ain't tzricha chesar. You're a regular gazlin. If a gazlin picks up something to steal, tzricha chesar, of course not. It's the chedushim of shlichus yad that requires chesar, according to that mandama that holds shlichus yad tzricha chesar. So what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is like this. Lo'ilam Shmuel holds this person, when he picked up the chavis to take out a revius, the revius that he wanted to take, for that he's a regular gazlin. That's the chelik he wants to take. That shlichus yad avad, everybody in the world holds, ain't a tzricha chesar. The question is, why is he chayv on everything? And for the Gemara, because when you took the chavis al menas to take the revius, really you want the rest of it as well. Now Rashi speaks out that although you want the rest of it, really you're only bargaining it, right? You're only borrowing it, you're not keeping it. So Rashi says that you're going to be considered a shoyl shalei midas, and based on that, you're going to be a gazan. Ayin Rashi, v'ayin b'achroinim. But the bottom line is that really at the end of the day, you want the whole thing, and that's the punchline of the Gemara. The Gemara's teretz is you want everything. So what? Was it doing anything? Oh, if you want everything, then there's no other mikzas, and therefore, this is not a tzushta b'chlal to the sugya of shlichos yad, tzricha chesar. Boy, Rav Ashri, if Ashri had a shayla, mi'inyan le'inik, bi'a arniki li'tin le'menadina. What if somebody lifted an arniki that had a lot of money in it, and his kavana was to take out one dinar? And then, the arniki broke. Are you going to be chayef and ointsim for the arniki or not? In light of everything that we just said, says the Gemara, what's the shaylo? Chamru hu delay minter el agav chamru. We just said as far that if somebody picks up a chavis of wine, I'm an asa take a revius of wine, we look at him as a shoyl even on the rest of the wine. Why? Because he wants the rest of the wine. So therefore, even if you hold shlichus yad tzricha chesaron and you never made a chesaron, it was only al menas, still the halach is going to be chayef bekula aval zuza minter. But as it relates to money, right? One money doesn't need other money in order to maintain the value of the money. I mean, it looks better, but at the end of the day, right, you don't need that stack of bills, one bill and another bill, it's all minted the same. But the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe it's not the same. Shana nitirusa da arniki, minitirusa da dina. Could be there's a svara that a person, even if his kavana was just to walk off with one dinar, but he'd still rather the dinar be in the arnike. And the reason is it's going to be easier to watch it, right? Try watching a nickel. It's not so simple. But if it's in a whole matziv, it's in an arnike, it's in a treasure chest, right? So something along those lines, it's going to be easier to watch. So it could be the same svara that you have by someone who lifted a chavis shel yayin and asked to take a revius, clap it, arrest it, a wine. Why? Because there's some svara of nichale. So too, it could be there's a svara as it relates to an arnike and had his perik hamafkid end. Teiku ends with Yehemuna Chachshavi Eliyo. Either way, Hajman Aloch Hamafkid, and we're going to get back to Hajman Aloch Hamafkid Be'ezer Hashem at the end of the daf. But without, literally, further ado, we go from the third perik of Bava Metzia to the fourth perik of Bava Metzia, from perik Hamafkid to perik Hazod, which by reputation is one of the most difficult prakim in Shas. We, of course, will do Be'ezer Hashem what we do, Sokt Dehelege Mishnah. So a little bit of an introduction. The topic of the first Mishnah in Perek HaZahav is the halacha that ma'os ain't on koinos. So what does that mean? So we know that in order to acquire something, you have to make a kinyan. It's interesting that one of the primary koinos in Shas, where Chazal discuss all the laws of kinyanim, are Masechtas Kedushin. Kedushin starts with Isha Niknas Bekesef Shtar Biyah. Then it digresses to talk about all different things, how exactly you koinin them. Mishnah after Mishnah after Mishnah, Sugi after Sugi. Mamash, the first 30 dafin or so in Masechtas Kedushin talks about all the halachas of kinyanim. Kinyanim are discussed very much in the fifth parak of Masechtas Bava Basra and Amoichas Asvina. Obviously, it's sprinkled throughout Seder Noshim Nezikin. The beginning of Perek HaMafkid is one of the important Mar Mekoymis as it relates to the laws of Kinyanim, specifically how one acquires Metalta. And really, the heading to this halacha, as it relates to what we need, is that Ma'os is not Koymis. Meaning, you would think that the way a person acquires Metaltal in B'dinei Torah is by paying for the Metaltal in the old-fashioned way. You pay for it, it's yours. You don't pay for it, then it's not yours. Stating that, Ma'os is not Koymis. Now, to be clear, in other areas of Kinyanim, Mois is Koinois. So, Isha Niknis, Bekesef, every single man that gets married, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, gets married by giving his wife a ring, which is a Shava Pruta. He's been Koiner with Kesef. Karkas Niknis Bekesef. Nechasim Sheech Machray is like Avodim on Niknim Bekesef. But Metaltalin is not Niknim Bekesef. So, if you want to buy tomatoes from somebody, you give the person money, he takes the money, there's no Kinyan that took place. Mois is not koinos. Now, as we're going to learn in the coming daf, there's a major machlokes amiram, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Mois, that's not koinos. Isn't it midairaisa not koinos? Meaning, even on a biblical level, it's not koinos? Or could be like Rabbi Yochanan says, Dvar Torah Mois koinos, that midairaisa really it is koinos. It's only midrabbana because of Ezek Zera that Mois is not going to be koinos. But the bottom line is that if somebody wants to purchase metaltolin, obviously, there's going to be some consideration. There's going to be compensation. Money is going to play a role. But at the same time, the transferring of the money does not render the kinyan. So what then is the kinyan? You have to do something to the physical metaltalin that you're acquiring. Meshicha, hagbah, there's something called kinyan chatzar, kinyan agav. There's a whole slew of kinyanim that are available. There's a menu and you can choose from. But Mois, taking the money and giving it to the Moicher, and the Moicher now being the one that's going to receive that money, in that instance, it will not be considered a Kenyan. And again, it's a Chiddush and a Tatlan, because in other areas you find that Kesnef is very much a form of a Kenyan. Our Mishnah is going to discuss back in the day where the world was a barter economy, where things were not as straightforward as they are today. Meaning, today you walk into a supermarket, you want to buy something, so it's very clear what the money is and what exactly the pay rates are, or what it is that you're using that money to purchase, right? The store sells schayra, you walk in with a credit card, and money, schayra, you want the kinyan to be chal, you have to do some form of kinyan, mishich, agbah, etc., with the schayra that you're buying. The fact that you swipe your credit card, the fact that you give him money, that in and of itself is not going to be a kinyan. But what about in a barter economy? What about where you had two farmers that left side by side? One person grows corn and the other person has a vineyard. And he says, I'll give you corn for a glass of wine. What's the money and what's the pay raise? Or in any time people are swapping out different forms of metaltalin, we would have to ask ourselves, what is the thing that's being acquired? And then what's the thing that's being used to acquire? L'may nafka mina? Is the kinyan a kinyan? Because again, if you do a maisa in the money, it's not a kinyan. If they want to be chayzer, they can be chayzer. It's a whole bunch of nafkaminas. If, however, you do a kinyan in the thing that's being acquired, at that point, the kinyan's going to be in effect. Either way, that is the topic of the first mishnah. It's the topic of the beginning of Perek Hazav. Zok the Hilge Mishnah. Hazav, koine, es hakesef. Hakesef, eine koine, es hazav. If two people swap out gold for silver. Obviously, the person giving silver is going to have to give more silver than the person giving gold. Gold is a lot more expensive than silver is. But if one person has zav and another person has kesef, and they go over to each other, I'll give you zav, you give me kesef. So the halacha is, the zav is kind of the kesef. Meaning, when the bala kesef makes a kinyan in the zav, so then the halacha is that the bala zav is automatically kind of the kesef. About kesef in a kind of zav, but the Baal Hazav, if he makes a kinyan in the kesef, the Baal HaKesef will not be kind of the Zav. That's another way of saying that when you have Zav and kesef that's being swapped out, we look at the Zav as being the peiros, the thing being acquired, and we look at the kesef as being the money, the thing that's being used to acquire. The Zav is the peiri, therefore Hazav kainas HaKesef. You do a Meshicha, a Hagbah in the Zav, this kinyan is going to be consummated the way kinyanim are always consummated. As opposed to a kesef in a koines hazav, if you're going to do a kinyan in the kesef, that in of itself is not going to be enough for you to be koines hazav. Now, one thing that you see in this first line of the Mishnah that we could have mentioned in the introduction, and that is that when somebody acquires metaltalin, if you do meshicha on the metaltalin that you're acquiring, even if you didn't do any meshicha on the money, meaning the money never traded hands, that's irrelevant. That does not impact the kinyan. Meaning, if two people agree on a kinyan, and they agree on a dollar amount, as soon as mashiach is done on the thing that's being acquired, at that point, the kinyan is rendered to have gone into effect. Ah, you didn't pay for it. Okay, there's an outstanding chayv now that you now have to fulfill. But as it relates to the kinyan, hazav koines hakesef. The minute there's a mashiach on the zav, that automatically triggers the kesef, because as soon as you do a kinyan on the metaltalin, that creates the kinyan, and hakesef ain't a koines hazav. The kesef is viewed as money, and mois is not koines. Therefore, when you make a mashiach on the kesef, it doesn't create a kinyan. Nechoish is koines hakesef, as it relates to two people that are swapping out copper for silver, nechoish and kesef. So the nechoshes is koines hakesef. You do meshicha on the nechoshes, the kinyan kesef goes into effect. But if you do a meshicha on the kesef, it's not koines the nechoshes. In other words, when there's nechoshes and kesef, we view the nechoshes as being the payrois, we view the kesef as being the money. Mois harois, koines es hayafois. If two people are swapping out money, and one money is better money than the other, one is greener than the other. So, right, today, money is money is money. But back in the day, it wasn't like that. You had coins that were more chashiv, coins that were less chashiv. So, mois harois is koines es hayafos. If there's a swap between mois harois and mois hayafos, we look at the mois hayafos as being the money. It makes a lot of sense. Which means then, by process of elimination, the mois harois is therefore viewed as being the peri. So when you do a mois and the mois harois, you're kind of the yofis. Now yofis ain't a kind of harois. If you do a mois and the mois harois, you're not kind of the rois. Asimoin kind of samatbeya. Vamatbeya in a kind of asimot. What's asimoin? Rashi says that's a coin that hasn't gotten its tsura yet. So the coin is in the middle of its minting process. You have the coin, it looks round. From far, it looks like a quarter. But if you look closer, it doesn't have the tzura of the first president of the United States. So based on that, it's considered what's known as an asimoin. So if you do a swap between an asimoin and a matbeya, so a meshicha on the asimoin is going to be kind of the matbeya. The mashicha on the matbeah is not going to be kind of the asimoin. And again, the svara is that the coin that's been properly minted is the money relative to this asimoy. Metaltalin koines hamatbeya, matbeya eino koines hamatalin. If you have a swap between metaltalin and money, there it's easy. The metaltalin is always considered the peri, and the money is always considered the money. Thus, the meshicha on the metaltalin is koines matbeya. The meshicha on the money is not koines the metaltalin. Kol hametaltalin koines zez. Let's say two people are swapping out metaltalin. I'll give you my corn for your wine. So there, the halacha is kol hametaltalin koines zez. It doesn't matter which one of the metaltalin you do the meshicha on. whether you do the Mashiach on the corn or on the glass of wine, either way, it's going to be the same. That's this halacha. Rashi gets involved in the sugis of Chalipin, which is coming up in the coming dafin, and Rashi says that really this would be true on two levels. Number one, it could work Pashut B'Toyres Kin Chalipin. Kin Chalipin means where I have something, you have something, let's swap it out. That's not Kin Kesef. You have Toysus Kedushan Daf Kim Lamar Aleph, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, with regards to if Chalipin is like a Sif Cotton Kenyan Kassav, that's for raid. But the bottom line is, Chalipin is its own class of Kenyan. So says Rashi right away, when you say Kolam Ametalton Koinezeze, partially it can mean Kenyan Chalipin. But Rashi says it doesn't have to mean Kenyan Chalipin, it can mean Kenyan Kassav also. Meaning, to the extent that the way with the herring it is, this has this value, this has that value, let me buy your wine with corn, or let me buy your corn with wine. Year two, this halacha will be the same. We're never going to say that one is the peri and one is the money, but it doesn't matter which one I do a mashiach on, either way, this kinyan is going to go into effect. So, the Mishnah, Ketzad. And Ketzad is going not on the last line of the Mishnah, it's going on the entire Mishnah. Ketzad, as it relates to everything that we just said, if somebody did Mashiach on Peiris, but he didn't give money, so what's the halacha? Even if you didn't pay for it yet, it doesn't matter. Once you do a Mashiach, the Kinyan Tzchal, and the halacha is, you can't be Chayzer. Let's say you paid for it, but you didn't do Mashiach. Because like we said, what's the point of the Mishnah? Mois einon koinis. Abba says the Mishnah, Amru Chazal. Who punished the Deir HaMabul and the Deir HaFlaga, who ossidly he pare, he will punish someone who doesn't keep his word. So although it's true that even if you pay for it, if you didn't do a Mashiach yet, if you want to back out, you could back out. However, you have to read the not such fine print. This is, of course, what's known in short as Misha Para, also something that's going to be discussed. If Shimon says, that although it's true that in the event that only money was given, on some level the Kenyan is not fartig, but Reb Shimon is chaylik a little bit. Reb Shimon says that kol shakesef biyadoi, yadoi ala al yoyna, so that the halacha is that the moicher is able to be chayzer. Rashi says mefarish b'gemara, so we'll wait for the gemara to go through shittas Reb Shimon a little bit better. Zok the gemara. Masn lo Rebbe, the Reb Shimon birei. Rebbe was once learning with his son Reb Shimon, and he taught him the following, Hazov Koine Es HaKesef. If it sounds familiar, it's our Mishnah. So he was learning here the first Mishnah of the fourth parak of Masechtas Bava Metzia. He told him the first halach, that in the event that one person has Zav and another person has Kesef, the Mishnicha on the Zav is what makes this Kenyan, but the Mishnicha on the Kesef doesn't make this Kenyan. Hazov Koine Es HaKesef, Ein HaKesef Koine Es HaZav. Amalei. So Reb Shimon told his father, Rebbe, Shanisa Yulanu B'Yaldu Secha. He says, when you were younger, you taught us the opposite. HaKesef koines hazav. V'tachse v'tishnu lano b'ziknu secha hazav koines hakesef. Says, Rebbe. Now it's interesting, he was talking to his father and he called him Rebbe. The Rama says that you see from here something that we saw in the end of Perek Eilu Metzias, and that is that the title of Rebbe is more chashev than the title of father. Avedas Rabbi is koidemnes l'avedas aviv. So that's why Rebbe to Reb Shimon was a Rebbe and he was a father. So he called him Rebbe because that was like the Kam Lebe de Rabbe Mine. Right? That's the more chashev of the two titles. And that's what he referred to him as. But either way, he said, when you were younger, you taught us HaKesef Koines HaZav, that when there's a swap between silver and gold, we look at the Kesef as being the payers. So why now are you teaching us the other way? So the Gemara says like this, but you'll do say Makasav, or Bezik Nusay Makasav. It seems that Rebbe flip-flopped, he switched. So why would he have done that? Be'al Dusay Savar. When Rebbe was younger, he thought, the Hava the Chashiv, Hava Piva, gold is more Chashiv than silver. Because it's more chashiv, so it makes sense it should be the money. Kaspa the loy chashiv have the peira. As opposed to the kesef, which is less chashiv, it should be the peira. And being that that's the way it is, v'kani le peira l'tiva. So therefore, hakesef koines azov, because it's always the meshicha, it's the kinyan that's done in the peiri, that makes this all work. And by the way, what's the precedent to say that what's more chashiv should be considered the money? The whole balance of the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah said if you have mois rois and mois yofos, the mois yofos is the money. If you have asin moin and you have a matbeah, the matbeah is considered the money. So you see that there's an idea that the more chashiv of the two should be considered the money. So Rebbe Bialduse was kasavar. He thought that between the kesef and the zav is more chashav, therefore tivav. It makes sense that it should be the money. But then when he got older, he had a change of heart. And he said, kaspa de charif have tiva, kaspa, which is charif. What does that mean? Rashi, it's oivel soicher. Being that it's more oivel soicher, right? You can walk into a grocery with kesef. You walk into a grocery with a bar of gold. I mean, it's worth a lot of money. But, you know, you're not going to get very far. So therefore, he held that the kesef, which is oivel soicher, is considered the money. Dahava the loy charif, as opposed to the gold, which is not so oivel soicher, avi peiro, it's going to be considered peiro, v'kondile peiro lativo. And therefore, he held just the opposite. Hazav, koines akas, amra avashri, avashri said, ki alduse mistabro. I actually think that it's more mistaber, like Rebbe said it be alduse. Which is that not azov koines akesef, but akesef zoines akesef koines azov. Why mid viktani hanachoshes koines akesef? Because the Mishnah said that nachoshes is koines akesef. Meaning, when you have nachoshes and kesef, we look at the nachoshes as being the peri, and we look at the kesef as being the kesef. So what was Rav Ashi's kasha? I am Rav Bishloimi kaspa legabe to have a peri, have a Bishloimo. If the kaspa legabe to have as the peri, meaning akesef koines azov, we look at the kesef as being the peri. So the katani hanachoshes koines akesef. So I understand why the Mishnah, after it said hakesef koina es hazav, felt the need to say that nechoshes is koina kesef. What's the point? The point is the afalp the legabe to have a peri have. Even though we just said that kesef klape zav is a peri, right? Hakesef koina es hazav, but legabe the nechoshes tivahavi. But you should know, when it comes to kesef relative to nechoshes, there we look at the nechoshes as being the peri, and we look at the kesef as being the tivah. Meaning, the hemshach of the two halachas makes sense. In fact, the second halach is a very big chiddush in light of the first halach. If the first halach is a kesef koines zav, that means when we're looking at kesef relative to zav, we look at kesef as peri. Okay? It's very important to now know that when you're looking at kesef relative to nechoshes, it's the opposite. It's anechoshes koines akesef. So that's the L.E. Amri kaspa legabe dehava tivahava. But if the way you read the Mishnah is the way we have it, it's the way Rebbe taught it b'zeknuse, and that is hazov koines akesef, which means that what? Which means that we look at kesef as being money relative to gold. So hashto legabe dehava. The choshev meaning amritim rahava. Madach, you just told me the Mishnah that kesef is so money. Kesef shrives money, right? It's mamash the word for money. Kesef, right? It's so money that even klapi gold, which is more choshev, which is a reason that maybe you should look at the gold as money, which is what Rebbe thought Bialduse. So you see that even klapi gold, it's considered money. The gabi nechoshes. So when you're comparing it to nechoshes, where it has beida milas, it has the mila of the iu choshev, it's more choshev than the nechoshes. The iu charef, and it's also so oivel asoicha mibaya. So why would I need the second halacha? So says the Gemara, that the way Rebbe taught it bialduse, I understand the hemshech of the Mishnah. The way we have it right now, the second halacha is superfluous. It's extra. I don't even know why I need it. But the Gemara says, no, it's not muchach. Even though Rav Ashi said kialduse mistabra, but there's no hecher because it's rech. It could be that even if the girs is hazov koines akesef, the kesef is considered money relative to zav, I still need to know that kesef is considered money relative to nechoshes, because I would have thought hani priti be'asra de sagoye inu charifi tvei mikaspa. I would have thought that prutois in cities where they handle with prutois, where it was oivel asoicha, it was more oivel asoicha than kesef. So therefore, ema tiva hava, maybe it should be considered tiva kamash malon. That's the chiddush kiven ikaduchta de loy sagi be peira havi. Being that there are places that it couldn't be used, it's considered not to be the pay, it's not the peri, but rather it's considered to be the money. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that even if I would know that kesef klapi zav is considered money, I wouldn't necessarily know that kesef klapi nechoshes is also considered money, says the Gemara. As it relates to this shaila, b'ziknuse b'yalduse, right? Rebbe, when he taught his son, Reb Shimon, the Mishnayis Masechtas Bava Metzia, when he was younger, he said, a kesef koines hazav. That when you're comparing kesef to zav, and you want to know which is the money and which is the peri, we look at the kesef as being the peri, the zav as being the money. But then Mr. Knuse, he had a change of heart. And he said already, at this point, I see it fakert. I hold that the money should be considered the peri, and the kesef should be considered the zav should be considered the peri, and the kesef should be considered the money. This shak levetaryo, says the Gemara, you find presented itself and it played itself out amongst different tanam and amirah. And really, it's going to start now and it's going to segue itself knee-deep into tomorrow's daf. And again, what's the shayla? When you're comparing gold and silver, what's considered the money? What's considered the peri? And each one has a maila. The maila that gold has that it should be considered the money is it's posh, more chashiv. And the maila that kesef has is it's more over l'soicher. So do you say what's more chashiv is the money, or do you say what's more over l'soicher is the money? Says the Gemara, Rabchia also held that gold is considered tiva, which is what Rebbe held. The Rav, Oizef Dimri Mibarite. How do we know this? Because Rav once borrowed Dinri from the daughter of Rabchia. Dinri. And then the dinarim they went up in value. Also, the Rabchia, he went to Rabchia. Amaleis, he told him, Zil Shalimla Tavin Vitakilin. You should go pay and pay it exactly the way it is. Meaning, whatever dinarim you borrowed, you weigh it, you measure it, and you're supposed to give him literally whatever it is you got. So again, Rav, let's get the story, borrowed dinarim mibarte de Rabchia from Rabchia's daughter. And then the dinar went up in value, and Rav was a little bit unsure, meaning he didn't know what to do. He wasn't sure, could he pay, could he not pay? Now, what was Rav's shayla? It was a ribba shayla coming up. It was a ribba shayla because when he borrowed it, it was worth X, and now he's giving it back. It's worth Y. It was worth more than what he took it for. So he was choshed that it might be ribbas. And Rav Chiya said, it's not ribbas. He said, go, assess it, weigh it. Whatever the dinarim that you borrowed were at the time, that's what you should return. That the way we look at gold coins is as being money. I understand it. But if you're going to tell me that that's not the way we look at it, we don't look at gold coins as being money. We look at it as peri. If somebody is using money to acquire a gold coin, we look at the gold coin not as being the money, we look at it as being the peri. Have a lay sabis of a sir. Then this is essentially a situation where somebody borrowed a saw of peris, he's returning a saw of peris, which in Hilchas Ribis is actually awesome. So the halach is that if somebody borrows a saw of something, you can't return a saw. And the reason is because of price fluctuations, and to the extent that it's worth more when you return it, you're violating ribbis. Now, this is not ribbis deraisa, it's only ribbis derabanan. The reason it's only ribbis derabanan is because ribbis deraisa is ribbis kitzutza. The only time something's called ribbis deraisa is A, if it's derech hava, and not only is it derech hava, it has to be where they set, at the onset of the loan, that I'm giving you $100, if you give me back $110. That's considered ribbis deraisa. Everything else is ribbis. The whole parakeh zonashach is ribbis rabbanon. It's a whole bunch of different situations where you're dealing with a ribbis derabanan. But the point is that mid rabbanon, it's usur to return a saw for a saw. Right? Why is it not ribbis deraisa? Because who said it's going to be worth more? Maybe it'll be the same. Maybe it'll go down. But the point is mid rabbanon, it's usur. Now, if a dinar zav is viewed as a peri, then you can't borrow a peri and return a peri. It's saw b'saw. It must be rabbi yolz dahav. It's tiva hava, and that's what the gemara means. But the gemara says you have no right. You know why? Because it could be that story had, right, every time you want to bring a raya from a story, you have to know all the facts. Otherwise, a maisa is Rav, right? There's something called maisa Rav, but it's only when you know all the permutations and all the nuances of the story. If you don't know all the nuances of the story, not. So the Gemara says, you have to know the rest of the story. Rav din rahavale. Rav, when he borrowed these dinarim, he really had dinarim. He had them. He didn't have them handy. And because he didn't have them handy, he needed it. Oh, but the kivin the havalu dinri, but being that he really had the narim, nasaka imala, we look at it as if he said, halveni acha yavibni, oh yeah, acha emsa mafteh. It'd be the equivalent thereof, and this is a sugi in parakezu nashach, where somebody goes over to someone and says, you know, I need money, just literally, my son has my wallet, as soon as he comes back, I'll have it. Halveni acha yavibni, oh yeah, acha emsa mafteh. I'm looking for the key to the safe. Once I find it, I'm beseder. But I bash, I can't find the key right now. So will you give me some money? So the halach over there is, in Hilchas Ribis, these are already not such problems. Ribis Rabbanans go away. And the reason is, because we look at it as if the person is actually buying something. Meaning, we don't look at it as a loan, and then I'm going to return it. Being that he says, I'm going to give it to you. So a lot of Ribis Rabbanan goes by the wayside. But either way, says the Gemara, that was the Maisa with Rab. The Maisa was, we really had it. He punked in have it the second. So therefore, even if you hold that really gold is peri, it wouldn't have been a problem of sabah. So, and as a result, you can't prove anything from here. Ava Rava, Rava said, Hai tana sabah, the habit tiva habit. There's another tana that clearly is of the opinion that gold is considered my tanya related to the braisa. Pruta sha'amru. The pruta that Chazal talked about is echad mishmoina be'isar ha'i talki. What is it? It's 1/8 of an Isar HaItalki. So if you want to know what a Pruta is, figure out what an Isar HaItalki is, and 1/8 of that, that's what your Pruta is. The Mai Nafka Mina, the Kedusha Yisha, it's Negeya Kedusha Yisha. I do Isha Niktis Bekasev, Achilles B'Sham Yisol, what that is, according to Beis Hillel, it's a Pruta, which is Echad Mishmoin of Isar HaItalki, of Kedushan Dav Beis Fein, but Al Koponim, this is what a Pruta is. By the way, it's not only Negeya Kedusha Yisha, but most Halachis of Dine Mominis are Bepruta, and Kedusha Yisha is just being mentioned as an example. Isar, what's an Isar? Echad mi etzrim v'arba b'dinar shal kesef. It's 1/24 of a dinar shal kesef. Why does it matter if something is an Isar, right? Which halach in the Torah is an Isar? None. It's negel, mekachem emker. If somebody buys an Isar with dinrei kesef, so you have to know what the cheshbon is. And if you get overcharged or undercharged, you're subject to the laws of Aina. Point is that this nafkeminis and sugyas of mekachem emker. Dinar shal kesef. Echad mi etzrim v'chamisha b'dinar shal zav. This is what we need. That a dinar shal kesef is 1/25 of a dinar shal zav. L'may nafkemina. Where does that chapa nafkemina? L'pidyan abet. It's negei pidyan abet. So it's a very important Rashi here. We'll read it inside. Dibra maschel l'pidyan abet. Shehu chamisha shkolem. We know that it says in the Torah, pidyan abet is chamisha shkolem. The shekel d'iraisa husela. Right, it's 5 shkolem in the Torah, as I say in Torah, which is the equivalent of what we know as 5 slot. That's why if you be Mavisedra, it says 5 shkolim, but when you learn Yiterish Vapet, it's 5 shkolim. It's the same thing. Our sela, the sela of Chazal, was the equivalent to a shekel. Now, Zok Rashi, Vasela dalet dinrei kesef, a sela was 4 dinrei kesef, which then means that 5 shkolim, which is the value of Pidyan Aben, Shehem chav dinar. It's going to be 20 dinar. So what then is the value really in popular currency as it relates to Pidyan HaBen? It's 20 dinar. The Nosan loy Avi HaBen dinar zav. So Rashi says that what would be then if the Avi HaBen, who has to do Pidyan HaBen, he gave the Koyin a dinar zav? He needs change, right? So Machzor loy HaKoyin chamisha dinrei kesef. What's the change? He would have to give him 5 dinrei kesef. In other words, what this Bryce is saying, and this is the whole punchline. The Bryce is saying that you want to know what a dinar shal kesef is. It's 1/25 of a dinar shal zav. Where does it spill the chayis? In the sugyas of Pidyan HaBen. How does it manifest itself? The Pidyan HaBen is 20 dinrei kesef, which means that it's 4/5 of a dinar zav, which means that if you give a dinar zav, you're going to get back 1/5 in return. You're going to get back 5 dinar. But here's the point. The point is that the way Chazal would kivei, you want to know how to give Pidyan HaBen? You want to know how you give Pidyan HaBen? It's 4/5 of a dinar shal zav. That's really what we just said. That's why Rashi got involved in the change, because that's what it is. It's 4/5 of a dinar zav. So the Gemara says, I'm a bishlam mativa hava. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that gold coins are considered money, so mishayre tana b'midi the kids. So I understand that you're using money, which is something that's fixed, in order to determine a very important halacha. You want to know, when it comes time to give Pidyan HaBen, what you should do, just give 4/5 of the dinar shel zav. The dinar shel zav is a constant, so you're going to give 4/5 of that. Elie amit pei rehava. But if you're going to tell me that a dinar shel zav is never viewed as money, but rather it's viewed as a peri, if it's viewed as a peri, then that means that the price and the value of the dinar shel zav fluctuates, right? It fluctuates. Just to explain this a little bit better. Money fluctuates, right? Currencies, people trade currencies. They fluctuate. But in lumdis, when money fluctuates, we don't see the money as fluctuating. What we see is the buying power of the money as fluctuating. We see the payers that you can purchase with this money fluctuating relative to the money. But the money is constant. The money is immediate to kids. If money is a peri, then it's a commodity. And if it's a commodity, it goes up and down in value. So the Gemara says, Bishloima, if gold is tiva, Bishloima, if it's money, so Mishayre Tana B'midah D'Kitz. Eli Amrit, if you're going to tell me, Peirahava, Mishayre Tana B'midah D'Oikir V'Zil, does it make sense that we're going to take something that fluctuates and use that as our constant? And the Gemara speaks it through very clearly. Zimnim de Mahanderle Kahana, this Zimnin the Moisavle Iyul the Kahana. Meaning what's gonna happen is that there are times if you're gonna work with 4/5 of a dinar zav and the dinar zav is gonna fluctuate, then iklav dafka, you're gonna give him enough if you give him 4/5. And if you give him a dinar zav and he gives you back a fifth, could be he gave you back too much. Meaning the numbers are gonna be off. Elishmamina tiva abishmamina must be that it's Tiva Shema Amino. Again, anytime you talk about understanding money and how this works, it's a little bit complicated. But Al Kopanim L'Inyanenu, that's what the Gemara says. And again, this is just really the Haskalah, this whole Inyan of looking at gold as money, not money. Gold relative to silver as money, not money. Right, there were two tracks, really, that played themselves out at the end of this daf. It sounds like we were discussing, is gold money or is it not money? Also, gold relative to silver, is that money, not money? That very much will play itself out tomorrow. Beis Hashem, we're going to stop here. But going back, to Hadron Halach HaMafkid, just to end, Perik HaMafkid, with one Ha'ara, and that is, when we learned some of the sugyas of Shomer Pekadin in the end of Bava Kamma, so we mentioned a Dover Nifla that it says in the Sefer Tzroi Hamor in Parashas Mishpatim. So the Mechaber of the Sefer Tzroi Hamor was Rabbi Avram Sabo. He was one of the Megorshei Svarad. And he was one of the great, great Geonim of the 15th and 16th century. Wrote many, many Svarim. His most famous Sefer is the Tzroi Hamor al HaTayr. So in Parashas Mishpatim, when the Torah talks about the Shomrim, says the Tzroi Hamor, quote, V'chein ein laharuch b'zois ha-parsha. I don't think that I have to be mayrich in the parsha of the Shomer. L'fi shehim b'fureshes b'divrei ha-mefarshim, v'apoyskim b'dinei nezikim b'chavolois, b'dinei Shomer. We're in Perek HaMafkid. You want to know about the Dalet Shomer? Right. Do what we just did for the last 10 days. Elo, shebedim pikadin, as it relates to a pikadin, ech toiv l'cho masha kosbu b'sisri ha-tayr. I want to tell you what it says in Sisri Torah. What it says in Torah Sasoi. Kimisha mesimim biyadi pekadim lishma. So says the Tzur Amar Rabbi Avram Sab, that if somebody takes a pekadim and he gives it to someone to watch, tzorich lahachzer pekadim lebaylov. The shomer pekadim has to return the pekadim. For lo yakvenu etzlei b'shum tfi. And he shouldn't keep it for himself, regardless of what claim he feels he has towards this pekadim. Va'afilu im bala pekadim chayiv loy mimakim ach. And even if this bala pekadim owes him money because of some other cheshbon, eino yochel la'akvoy b'choyvoy b'shum minyan. He's not allowed to keep it. Elo sheyachzer loy pekdoinoy va'acha kach yitbo'enu. He should return the pekadim, then afterwards sue him and try to get back whatever is yours. The chain hiskim uktasa mefarshim, and the Tzur Amar says that what I'm telling you based on Sisrei Torah, you should know some of the mefarshim even write this v'hudin yachna, and it's the appropriate thing. Dafa b'sheich cholkin, but says the Tzur Amar, even though people that are chayyim, the people that know, what do you mean? If I'm a shomer pekadin and you owe me money, so mehechatesi, I should give you back the pekadin. This is the easiest thing in the world. I might as well keep the pekadin for myself and whatever. It seems reasonable. There are people that hold that way. But the emes, as in the Torah, so emes is machriya. In the Zohar, and it's in parashas Bamidbar, it's daf kuf yotas amud aleph. Ala pasuk biyodcha afkid ruchi. What did he write? Shnetzorich ha'adam lahafkid nishmasay biyad Hashem balayla. That a person has to take his neshama and he has to give it to Hakadosh Baruch Hu at night as a pekodin. Be'inyan. Because if you do that, if you do that, you can have the assurity, you have the faith and the betachin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return the pekadin. And even though it's poshet, that when you give your neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no shaila in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tfiyah on your neshama mimakim acher, but Hashem lo yakvenu, but the Eibishter is going to give it to you. Why? Because you gave it to him as a pekod. V'zeu, and that's the pasuk. Padisa oisi Hashem kel emes. So it's biyodcha afkid ruchi. And what's the hemshich? Padisa oisi Hashem kel emes. Hechzantoli nishmasi. You know why? Lefisha ato kel emes. And being that I gave you a pekod, and even though you have a tfi on this pekod and makam acher, I know Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to hold it back. V'chein yesh l'chol adam lasois im yeh pekod and biyodem mechaveroi shnelo yakvenu b'choyvoi elo she yesh loy l'shoymroi u l'saknoi u l'hachziroi k'moy she amru zoyr chodosh al pasach hadosh al b'kar al kein yesh loy ma pasach fear zoyz the tzor amur. Therefore a person before he goes to sleep at night, he should say the words b'yodcha afkid ruchi balayla. So says the tzor amur dover nifla. He says as it relates to Teresh Shabal Peh, as it relates to Teresh HaNigla with regards to the sugi of the shoymrim, I'm writing a pirish in Parashas Mishpatim. What do you want me to do? I should write a pirish on a mafkid now? So go learn the sugis of a mafkid, learn perkashoy, learn all the different sugis in Shas to talk about these din. But I'll tell you something that it says in Sisrei Torah. And in Sisrei Torah it says that if a person has a pekadin, always give it back. And even if this person whose pekadin you're watching, you technically have a claim against, we're in Hilchas Chayshe Mishpat, maybe it's something you can do. But
You shouldn't.
Yachriya ha'emes. Do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Because every single night, when a person goes to sleep, he takes his neshama and he gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pekadon. And that's why he says, V'alken yeshloima biyodcha afkid ruchi. Because when you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a pekadon, there's a haftacha of padisa oisni Hashem kelemes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kelemes, he's going to return the pekadon. And even though he has a tefiyah b'makom acher, it's neither here nor there. It's not going to impact what he does. And it's for that reason, says the Tzur HaMor, we should do the same thing. Now this Zohar that the Tzur HaMor quotes, it's in Parashas Bamidbar, it's Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. It's above my pay grade, but just some of the words of what's happening over here. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Ksiv it says, B'yodcha afkid ruchi, podis na'isi Hashem kel emes. Haikra isle le'istaklabe. So this pasuk needs his boyness. Chamisun man da'afki b'yodah d'malkamidi. Because did you ever see a person give a melech a pekadon? What does that mean? B'yodcha afkid ruchi, you're giving a kadosh baruch a pekadon. What does it even mean? So I'm skipping a little bit. Tochazi, said Rab Elazar, kivon da'olelio, as soon as it becomes night, ilono demuso shalot ba'alma. So there was the Eitz HaChayim that's mentioned in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis. But at night there's a Eitz of Mavis that's shoilut in the world. The Ilon of the Chayim and the Eitz HaChayim is stalik le'eva le'eva. It goes away le'eva le'eva. The Kivan the Ilon of the Moisa shalit ba'alma b'l'chaydar. Being that the only koyach that's being shoilut in the world at that point is the Ilon of Mavis, kol b'nei alma ta'am min ta'am musa. It's for that reason that every person in the world is ta'am a ta'am of misa. My ta'ama begin da'ahu Ilon agar. It's because of this Elon. Incidentally, we know that Shina, sleep, is 1/60th of Misa. It sounds a little bit from the Zohar. It's Laila. It's not even Shina. But either way, says the Zohar Vayter, Ubarnash boi la'akdoma ulemifkut biyodei nafshe bepiktoina. It's for that reason, a person at night, a person before he goes to sleep, what he needs to do is, he has to take his neshama, and he has to give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a pekodin. Ki piktoina de barnash, diyod piktoina la'achar. Like in Perek HaMafkid, literally. It's like a mushel. Like a person takes the pekod and he gives it to someone else to watch. Will you be a shendechina? Right, that's the thing. That's what you're supposed to do. Because if you're going to give your neshama as a pekod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what will emerge is that even though you're chayiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yasir me'ahu pektoina, more than the value of the pekod, love kedai v'sachad obey. You have nothing to worry about because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do anything. And you know why Kadosh Baruch is not going to do anything? Because if you give a pekadon to somebody else, and that person really has a claim on you, he's not going to do anything. And it's for that reason, this is the mahalach of pektoinus. Azoy fit an ish emes when it comes to a pekadon. And that's, in fact, says the Zohar. V'i yisarev, if somebody gives you a pekadon, and you hold it back because he owes vaday nivdek abasrei, we have to be boydek as yichis, talab mizar, kadishu, talab mibnei mehem nusa. Because this is the way it works with pektoinus. You give me a pekod and I give it back to you. No ifs, buts, or whens. No questions asked. I owe you money, I have a cheshbon, we're in court anyways. That's not the way it is. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kelemes, that's the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And that's this Indian of biyotcha av kidruchi padisi oisi Hashem kelemes. And at Belilo, when this Indian of misa that's been shoiled so strongly on the world, says the Zohar HaKadosh, what you do is, you mafkid your neshama by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you mafkid Abish the kelemes, and he does what everybody is going to do. You know, it's interesting. The Gemara says right in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos that a person before he goes to sleep, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Afal pi shekara adam kriyas shema beveis haknesses, feels like a long time ago, mitzvah lekroisei al mitasei. This is a mitzvah to say kriyas shema she'al amita. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Nachman, im Talmud Chachamu ein tzarech. A Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Shal Amita. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Af Talmud Chacham yiboyle lemeim achad psukah derachmin. Even a Talmud Chacham should say one pasuk. You know which pasuk? Kigoyin? Could be the oimik is, because what's the whole Indian of Kriya Shema Shal Amita? It's to be Shemim and Amazikin. Right, the Balaturim says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Pasuk, it's Maschul B'Shin, and it's Messiah B'Dalet. Shema, and it ends Echad with a Dalet. Shin Dalet is a Shin Dalet. And it's L'Rameh, this Indian, that Kriya Shema is Shemim and Amazikin. But this Indian of the Ilan of the Musa that the Zohar HaKadosh says, the fact that Shina is 1/60th of death, that's something that affects everybody. And the Teretz and the antidote and the Refuah Kodom Lamak is Biyodcha Avkid Ruchi Padisa Oisi Hashem Kelemes. And that's this Indian, Zokta Baya, even a Talmud Chacham should say this Pasuk of Biyodcha Avkid Ruchi. Truth is, the Lashon of the Gemara is Kgoin. kegoin biyot chavkiruchi? Is it kegoin, or maybe it's tafke this pasuk? I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, he has a whole arichas wherever it says kegoin. Is it tafke lav tafke? He brings from etlcha rishonim. It's not kegoin. This is the pasuk that you're supposed to say biyot chavkiruchi. But this noisei Hashem kalamis. Either way, we rather spoke out this Tzur Amar, and we didn't read the Zohar HaKadosh inside, but this inyan of this Zohar, when we learned in Masechtas Bava Kama, at the time, there was a Yid from Yerushalayim, from Meir Sharim, that was at the Shir, and he told the Olam after the Shir that you should know that this Zohar HaKadosh is quoted by the Ktzoy Sachosh in Siman Dalet, and he said that you should know as a fact, and this is fact-checked, that this is the only place that the Ktzoy Sachosh quotes a Zohar. This one Zoya that the Ktzoyis quotes, it's in Siman Dalet. And the context over there is that in Chosh Mishpat Siman Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch, there's a very, very long Ramah, talks about the halacha of Ovid Inish Dino L'Nafshe. And there's an inyan that sometimes you could be Ovid Inish Dino L'Nafshe. I mean, you could take matters into your own hand. You don't have to wait to sue a person. If you have a hechatimtsa to be made whole because somebody ba'avled you, obviously you have to read the Ramah, that's the fine print, then go through the whole halach and shulchan aruch. But there is an inyan of Ovid Inish Dino L'Nafshe. And in that context, so the Ramah talks about, could you be toifis something from somebody? Let's say you're about to go to Bezdin with someone. So you know that there's a good chance that the psak is going to be, okay, we'll leave it the way it is. So you feel, you know what? Let me have leverage. Let me go chop the thing. Then we'll go to Bez. And when we go to Bez, then I'll be the muchzik. If I'll be the muchzik, I'll be able to keep it. So that's what's going on in that Ramah. And it's very not posh to do. Zok to Ramah, that's all if you want to chop something from somebody else. But let's say you have a pekodin by somebody. You're posh holding on to this guy's zach. So then already to hold on to it and to keep on to it, that's posh zok to Ramah you're allowed to do. On this halacha, says the Ktzos, quote, and he goes through the entire Zohar. And then the Ktzos fear says, you should know it has a makar in Niglo. Based on this Zohar HaKadosh, which grad has a makar niklo, it's a rit from Perek HaKosef, he says he should be Shomer Nashmach. This is something that's brought down in Halacha. The Gdolei HaPoskim brought this Zohar, the one Ktzos that's quoted by the Zohar. By the way, it's a little bit of a misnomer. There's one other Ktzos that the Zohar quotes. It's in the Hakdama. We have a read by on this, and that Zohar is not only quoted by the Ktzos, but it's the beginning of the Ktzos. Literally, the first paragraph of Ktzos Hachoshen. This is how it starts. Hashem shifti Hashem kol lachsis Hashem kits b'zoyer hakodesh bereishis. Now the Ktzos starts. The Akdomik Ktzos Kenira has some sheiches the Teres Asoy, but Al Kopanim in Sefer Ktzos Achoshen. There's one Zohar Kaddish that's quoted, and that's this Zohar right here. But I'll just tell you one Dover Nifla that comes from the Rishonim, and that is we say in Davening, V'nemon Ata Lahachios Mason. What does it mean V'nemon Ata Lahachios Mason? I call the Shmaruch who is Nemon Lahachios Mason. What does that even mean? So the Rishonim say, Yadavar Nifla, the Rishonim say, that Kfi HaMavur, that when a person goes to sleep, and it's based on the Zohar that was quoted, and that is, a person takes his neshama, and he gives it as a pekodin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by giving it as a pekodin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like this, you have the confidence, B'yodcha Afkid Ruchi, some emelo padisa oisi Hashem kelemes. So, before a person dies, there's an inyan to do the same thing. A person is supposed to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that I understand, nobody lives forever. It's time to pass on. Oh, but we believe it's one of the animamins that is going to be Trias HaMesnim. And a Yid is supposed to say, B'yodcha Afkid Ruchi. Because if you take your neshama and you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a guarantee, Padisa Oisi Hashem Kelemes. Because Mamish, this Indian, the Eivish is a Shoyman Nemon. And that's the Nemon Atal HaHachi Yis Mason. The Nemon, Rabbe Munasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Shoyman Nemon. You go through these Zohars, it's the Lashon of Nemon. Nemon, that's the word. It's the Nemon Atal HaHachi Yis Mason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy. And there's an Indian for a person to say those words. B'yotcha Afkid Ruchi. The emes is, the fact that you do it before you go to sleep is like a raya that you do it before you die. Because really, this whole inyan of doing things before you go to sleep. You know, there's a Zohar Kaddish, Reuven Margolis is Mitzayin, the Zohar Kaddish and his Nitzayt Zohar, Kedarki B'Kaddish. This Zohar is in Parashat Tzav. He says that everything that you do before you go to sleep really mirrors, ready for a goyness, it really mirrors what a person does before he dies. Zohar. Says the Zohar like this. There's an idiot to be mezvada, right? Tzadikim said vidui before they went to sleep. So why are you mezvada? Shuv yoimecha, kaida misasa. You're going to sleep now. Sleep is 1/60th of misa. You say kriyish mashal amita. Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, why? Kidei sheyetze nishmasa be'echad. Rabbi Akiva was yotze nishmasa be'echad. That's the oimek of kriyish mashal amita. Because when a person goes to sleep, it's 1/60th of misa. There's an Indian that should be yotze nishmasa be'echad. And that's the oimek of kriyish mashal amita. And there's an Indian of biyotcha av kidruchi. The biyotcha av kidruchi of going to sleep at night is because the ilan of the musa. Snavada, kal v'chayme b'menoycha, kal v'chayme misa atzmai. And that's the nemanata l'achiyas mason. I found this in the Pirish on Siddur from Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Yochar, right? The Rebbe ben Yochar, his Pirish, it's printed in the Siddur Teres Chaim. So, we say in Moedim, Al Chayenu HaMesurim B'Yodecha, Va'al Nishmoysenu HaPkudoy Slach. What does it mean? Va'al Nishmoysenu HaPkudoy Slach, says the Rebbe ben Yochar, Dechsev B'Yodcha Av Kidruchi. Zokter Azai. V'yeshoimim, some say, that what does it mean, Va'al Nishmoysenu HaPkudoy Slach? It's referring to HaNifkodoy's, it's a Pikodoy, that when a person dies, he takes his neshama and he gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pikadin, and it's going to be a pikadin by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Chiyas HaMesim. Oye Shloimar, pikadin is b'chol laila ad sheyokitz. But it's mefurish in the Siddur from the Rebbe ben Yochar that this Indian of biyotcha af kidruchi is an Indian of padisa is Hashem kelam, is not only every night before you go to sleep, but it's also, that's the Indian of Tchias HaMesim, that a person takes his neshama and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu biyotcha af kidruchi. Because when you do that, it's padisa is Hashem kelam. And my hergish, just from going through this a little bit, was that we're talking about before you go to sleep, we're talking about, you know, before a person's material. But the emes is an Indian to live your whole life like this. For a person to live his life where he understands, I'm not in control. It's biyotcha af kidruchi. And if a person can do that and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I understand that you put me on this world for a tachlis, but at the same time, you're in control and really, you're my shomer. You're my shomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shomer Yisrael. And I'm a pekodin by you. I have to do what I have to do. Oh, but there's a hergish of biyotcha av kidruchi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel emes. And that comes with a haftocha patis oisi. And what's the oimik of the haftocha? It doesn't matter if I owe you money from somewhere else. All these cheshbonos don't matter. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel emes. And if a person gives himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pekodin, this haftocha of patis oisi Hashem, kel emes.